Blog Talk Radio.
Uh-oh, got some new info for the people. Hell, Boogie, it's our time. Let's go.
Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining it. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you fly. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. Streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, when the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Yo, I see my first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking.
The streets is talking sports talk show. What is twisted hip hop? Man, we coming to you June 21st, 2014. Man, we in the asylum. I just got off the bed, man. You know what I mean? The show must go on. I'm in the asylum with my man, producer, you know what I mean, co-host of the show, my man T-Ro, man. What the deal, bro? Before we get started, I had to say what's up to you. And I finally got out and got some friends, you know what I mean? We finished up the Young People versus Violence on Saturday. And your boy was out. And listen, I got off the mask. I got out of the MASH unit on Wednesday. Surgery. I'm out there Saturday reffing the championship games, man. I love the kids, man. I love the future. I got to, man.
What, you reffing in a wheelchair?
I was reffing on crutches.
What, you standing at half court with a whistle in your mouth?
You already know, and guess what? I was anticipating steals and all that. I was going backwards on the crutches, getting back down court.
Well, I tell you, that boy, that's the hardest working man in the business. on crutches and rapping at the same time.
I wish somebody would have got me on Instagram, but that's a different story.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. Congratulations. Who won the event? Who break it down? Because who won the Universal Dollars, man? Who won the championship game, man?
Well, it was a clean sweep. One of my closest friends, he's been on the show, Coach Buck. He's with an organization called BFO, and Basketball Factory of Ohio. And they went home with the trophies and T-shirts and medals, fifth and sixth grade. They had two teams in that age bracket, and they ended up playing each other. And then in the seventh and eighth grade, they also won it. It went into overtime. Woo, what a game. I got a chance to ref it was epic. It was epic. It went into overtime. They end up winning the game. And, one thing I must say, it was good sportsmanship. Some guys were a little upset just on the competition side. But, Boogie, man. You left with some knowledge and you left with some armor anyway. You got medals, man. And you left with memories. And you met some different people from other sides of the community. And we fought violence. So I just want to, give a shout out to all the teams, and they end up beating the Boys and Girls Club of King Kennedy. And let me explain King Kennedy. We call it Down the Way. And Down the Way kids, let me tell you, they've eaten a lot of mayonnaise sandwiches for lunch and dinner. They don't even eat breakfast. So those guys came in ready to play, thirsty, and they learned a lot, man. And I got a chance to network with a lot of youngies, and hopefully, like our last couple of events that we had, we can produce good kids in various, different sports. A lot of them play football, too, and baseball. But, it was a basketball event, and like I said, I have two that are top 10 in the country at their various positions and also individually. So, I just want to, say that. And I'm not saying in the area. I'm talking about in the country. So shout out to Carlton Bragg, Anthony Karma. For some NFL teams, training camp started today, as my man would say. Uh-huh. The New York Giants report say change is coming. Uh-huh. Does that mean, Jimmy, this is your last hoorah? Tom? TC, is this your last hoorah? Streets is talking. And I'm sitting in the, in another asylum with a New York Giant fan. So, I don't know what's going through his mind. But we had the Buffalo Bills, the Giants, and the Jets. There was a lot of teams that went into camp today, bro. We still got the Kevin Love and, trade rumors with the Cavs and the have-nots, So it's a lot going down. But first, let's talk about the Open and what Tiger Woods' remarks were afterwards. Do you see a little jab there from Tiger for them trying to compare him to Rory? Do you recall that as the press conference went on, Ro? Well, to the world, did you see that? Did you hear that in the press conference?
I did see that. Is it a shot at Rory? Of course it's at Rory, L. Boogie. Everybody wants to talk about what Tiger's doing and how Rory is – is, you know, already the one his third major. He was younger than Tiger when he did it. Come on, man. Let me ask the people this. Now, people, understand me when I ask you this. Do you think Rory's going to get 14 before Tiger got 14? I doubt it. Rory's a good talent, but he pressure busts pipes. Now, for Tiger, we all know what Tiger's situation is. You know, after, you know, going through his little adulterous type of situation and it went public, he hasn't been the same. We all know that. But that's not the main key of why this guy's losing, L Boogie. The real reason why Tiger is losing is because he ain't got the long ball no more. Tiger used to be the number one in the long ball. He don't have that no more. There are a couple of young studs out there, man, that's going a few more yards longer than Tiger. And now it's got Tiger to where he's pressing and doing things that he's not accustomed to doing, and it's taking him out of his game. But I'm going to say this, L Boogie. It was a shot taken at Rory. Get that. Yeah. It was a shot by Tiger to let them know that, hey, I still roared the loudest, even though Rory won his third, you know, title as young as I did when I won my third. But here's the thing, L Boogie. Rory ain't going to win 14 of them as quick as Tiger won 14. Ain't nobody going to be on the heels of Jack Nicklaus like Tiger Woods is on the heels of Jack Nicklaus. I'm tired of everybody talking about, oh, Tiger ain't going to win another major. He not going. He had 14. And, man, hold up. Jack didn't win number 18 till he was 59. There's a gap between how old Tiger is to where how old Jack Nicklaus was when he won his, you know, 18th and final major title. So I think Tiger has a lot of time to get it done and you know, get a couple more majors to even, you know, be one up under, tied, or maybe even one more than Jack Nicklaus. But come on, man, to win 14 majors up until this point, that's tough. And what we know about Rory is this, L Boogie. Rory, I mean, you know, the lights don't come on when you're golfing because, you know, you got to play when the nature's element is up. So they don't get the bright lights don't get to take away from Rory. Rory just gets, you know, that crowd, you know, pressure bust pipes. If you can't, man, look, he almost lost. I ain't going to say he almost lost it yesterday, but there were a couple of shots on 17 and 18 that really didn't go his way that he did a good job of getting out of trouble and getting back on the green and getting it set. So, I mean, big ups to Rory, but you know you can't ask Tiger if Rory is taking. Man, come on. Who was the dumbass that asked the question is what I want to know. You want to see Tiger upset. Tiger want to give Rory his credit, but you ain't going to get no credit given to you if you going to ask Tiger, you know, a question that's dealing with Rory, and Rory is on your heels and taking your, oh, no, nah, nobody ain't going to come on, L Boogie. Nobody don't want to hear that, man.
What KRS-One say? If the plan works, repeat the plan. Tiger. Dance, make her dance. We all know, man, golf is a mental game. He has to get his mind right. He has to get back healthy. And then I'll make a judge. Because right now, I keep saying he needs to get back to being Tiger. I don't see the Tiger in his eye. When as soon as he get off the golf course, he's at the spot. He's at the spot making it rain. Now, I need you to get back to that and fist pumping. And coming in, and your goatee smelling like you know what. That's what I need, Tiger. I need you coming from the spot to put on your black joint and, you know, put your shirt on, straight from the spot, ready, roll, and let's do it. That's what I need. The old Tiger back. But was that a shot? That was a great shot by Tiger. He knew what he was doing. Don't you dare insult me. I'm arguably the best player to ever do it. You're going to compare me to this kid? Compare him to Mickelson, old Phil. But don't compare him to me. Right now, you MBG, nothing but garbage. This was his worst finish, bro, in a very long time. I think in his career.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is, El Boogie. Tiger Woods just been doing this for a while. And, you know, people get caught up in what's going on. And when you let the people down, then the people want to start, you know, coming up with all kind of, you know, excuses of what they believe is what's wrong with you. There's nothing really wrong with Tiger besides him not winning. Tiger's still cool. I mean, how many people do you think are going to even win 5 majors or 10 majors at that? Come on, man. Tiger's the one 14 majors and did it in the span of almost less than 10 years. So, I mean, for people to be all up on Tiger and thinking Tiger is finished and done for, it ain't over, man. It's not over. The dude can take another 5 years off without winning a major, and there still won't be anybody close to 10 majors won. You know what I mean? So I feel confident that Rory is what's happening right now and what's to see in the future. But, man, 14 is 14, man. It's going to be tough. And it's going to be tough for Tiger to get 18. You know what I mean? But I say this, Tiger is about the only one that I believe that can catch Jack. I don't know if Rory can catch Jack.
Listen, man. Tiger Woods had to apologize to the public and is in front of his mom for committing adultery. Who does that? Because it's a gentleman sport? That's ill.
Yeah.
I don't believe in it. I don't understand why Tiger can't be Tiger anymore. I don't see that edge. I don't see him breaking clubs. He's so much now where, you know, when he built up the brand, go back to being the bad boy and people not liking you on the course because you're number one. They, to be honest, when you're number one, they ain't gotta like you, but they gonna respect you.
Right.
And that's what and see, that's what Tiger used to be, respected. Now you're comparing me to these guys who just won 3 majors. Now you want to compare them to me? I won 3 of those. And one. You've won 3, one in each major, but I've won 3 in 1 major.
No, you know what's funny about Rory? The funny thing is that Rory only won the Masters twice. So it ain't like he done won a different type of major. He's won the Masters twice, and he won the Open yesterday. So, I mean, he really hasn't even really touched too much or nothing, El Boogie. He getting there, but he ain't done nothing. I mean, you know what I mean?
That's my point. That's my point, exactly.
I feel you. He ain't really up to par yet, man. He just barely scratching the surface. The only thing that I could, you know, give Rory props to is that when he won yesterday, he won 3 at an age that was younger than Tiger when Tiger won his 3rd. But we all saw what Tiger did after he won his 3rd. Hell, he won 9 more. Oh, shit. 11 more.
In his first year.
Man, let me say this. Before we go to the commercial and come back and talk about these teams that went into NFL training camp and what they need to you know, work on it, what we expect. Let me say this about that, man. If Tiger doesn't get it together within the next 2 years, I don't see Tiger. He might win one more before his career is out. And that's
Come
not
on,
saying a
man.
Lot after the start, bro. Listen to me, bro, because you just said he thrives on the long ball. Now, once you get older, doesn't power seem to, you know, diminish? Then you got to work on other parts of your game.
Yeah, but I just think it's at a point to where he's rushing because he has to, you know, keep up with these guys now who can challenge him with hitting the ball, you know, 370, 390 yards out, you know, where it used to be just Tiger hitting 340, 360, and then the next guy get up, hit 280 and 290, you know. It's a major difference now. You got people like Ricky Fowler, Sergio Garcia, Dustin Johnson, Adam Scott. You know, these guys are some young, talented guys that's they challenged Tiger to the fullest. And so Tiger get the present, and once he get the present, then the ball goes left. And then we got gutter balls, and then we got, you know, it just get ugly, man. And then Tiger, he just can't, he ain't got it like he used to, but I say this. He still, I don't know, it's confusing, man, because after day one, I thought he was going to be ready, and then day two and three, he just falls to the wayside. So I don't know, man. I don't know about Tiger. He needs to get them bands right. And he just like you said, man, go in there with your Mardi Gras mask on so nobody know who you are. And man, just let it flow, dog. And man, look, get the swagger back.
Right. And I'm gonna say this before when we go to the commercial. He the only golf player who gets an interview. Who doesn't win it? You the only one. The streets are talking. Of course, talk show with it. Put the hip hop 9 to 11 p.m. Mondays and Fridays. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. When we come back, we gonna holler about these teams who's going to the training camp today. Expectations and what you expect. It's the streets. T. Row L. Boogie. Let's go.
He the only one that get an interview, El Boogie, and he lose.
We smoking weed all day, from Costa to the Bay. Man, we out here trying to function on the way to PA. Loaded off the throw, we got the city of angels with a no limit on the dough. And the streets is like a nigga style constant flow. And y'all can't tell me shit, the motto everywhere I go. Man, you got to love the West Coast where the G still fry. In the fraud still set up, doodles get niggas jacked. I'm having blurry visions of green from county stack. OG on some D's in a brand new lap. Now imagine that. I'm buck 50 on the freeway, can't put my money on pause. Got the cougar ass, the mama want me to bust out the straws. And when I get done, ching ching. Pockets on swole like the Incredible Hulk. Stick them deep, put them sleeping back to the streets. What my thugs he need. Hustle all day and get no time to sleep. As I see walk to the beat whistling same.
Y'all can't tell me shit, bitch.
Don't even try.
Y'all hoes know that y'all can't tell me shit.
Not at all. I'm grown.
Y'all can't tell me shit, bitch.
Money long.
Y'all hoes know that y'all can't tell me shit.
Get your, I'm getting mine. Watch out, though.
Y'all can't tell me shit, bitch. Y'all hoes know that y'all can't tell me shit.
Nigga, shit. Y'all can tell me shit.
Y'all can't tell me shit, bitch.
Y'all can't tell me shit.
Y'all hoes know that y'all can't tell me.
got me posing for pictures. Got Hunter on the curb trying to hold in his mission. We waxing shrooms, got my niggas tripping out on everything that moves. I'm high as a mountain peak, falling asleep while I'm getting tattooed at my favorite shop. And need a wax, throw my pistol, so I hit the hot spot. On my way to Universal, got my wife on my side. It's our first time, so we gon' get on every ride. After LA, it's to the IE to see my boys from Riverside. As we travel in to get a couple of pills, then hop back on my ID and see each one around. Tryna make it home, to start shit up, to shut shit down. Keep the ounces on the local, the peas and pounds. If we make it around, we gon' cause a major flood and make the whole town drown.
Man, it's street. Man, we back in the asylum. Hey, yo, bro, I just got a kite, man. You know what I mean? We got a, my man, you know, from the sports officials, our man T. Nick, he wanted us to bring him in, man.
Oh, yeah, I got that, too. I'm glad you said something about it. You know how we do. You know, our phones be buzzing and doing all the rest of us. You know, we get that red light in the studio with get that important stuff jumping off. So, you know, anyway, man, we got to do what we got to do. And I think it's something for the people, you know what I mean? So without further ado, man, why not? Let's get right into it so we can see what's really jumping off. Because like I told you on Friday, my people, you know, I think something's going down. And when it's going down, man, I like to be part of that runaway train. Yeah, I do. And without further ado, you know what it is, man. With the host, man. Straight from the sports officials, you know. Nilly Neil, T. Nick, Mitch, OG scorekeeper with the heaven, you know. It's the guy, Mr. T. Nick, host with the most. What's happening, Mr. T. Nick? What's going down
good
today, sir?
Good evening. Good evening, my brother. Assalamu alaikum. Can I say that? Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, you
Assalamu
alaikum. You know what I mean?
Hey, man. Hey, I got nothing to say sports right now. All I want to say is because we told you last Friday, and then we told you again on Sunday. So we're going to start it now on Monday in the streets. We got to start in the streets first. And then on Friday, we're going to start in the streets again. We're going to continue. And then on Sunday, we're going to tell you on the diamond, on the court, on the field with the sports officials. But I'm going to tell you this right now. You heard it here first. WWDO Radio. What We Do Radio is coming. You got 2 weeks to prepare. And from then on, that's the home of your boys, sports officials. That's the home of your boys, Streets of Talking. And that's the home of the whole other radio station, whole other radio shows that we got. And we're going to let you know what the number is, where it's going to be at. But I'm telling you right now, WWDO Radio, What We Do Radio, is what we do. That's one to put it out there. And I hear it. I hear it from Boogie. I hear it from T-Row. I hear it from Nilly Neil. I hear it from the OG scorekeeper, but I'm putting it out there right now. That's what we do, man, because we say it all the time. It's what we do. So WWDO Radio, What We Do Radio, is coming to you. So, guys, you can promote it today. You can promote it on Friday. We're going to promote it on Sunday, and we'll do it the week after that. Then after that, that's it, man. We all won. We like Voltron. The sports officials, the street officials. You know how we get down.
Oh, my goodness.
That's it, y'all. That's it.
I'm about to blow a hole in the roof.
That's it. Pull it out. Like the 4th of July, light up the sky. That's it. So I got nothing else to talk about. I don't want to talk about LeBron. I don't want to talk about Kevin Love or Kobe or where Eric Bledsoe going or where Greg Drummond is going. I don't want to talk about none of that. All I want to talk about is Chef, D-Mac, Skidamo, everybody else that's listening, check it out. WWDO Radio, What We Do Radio. This is what we do. Holler at your boys. I'm done.
See, I like the way that sounds. I'm all for it. What we do, baby, we just bring the rawness and the realness to you. So WWDO, big shout out to G-Nick, bringing it to the forefront. Man, big brother, I'm so excited. I can't wait, man. Like I told, I'm about to bust a hole in my roof. I'm about to jump on the ceiling.
I wish I could jump up, but I might hurt myself.
Yeah, you stay put. You take it easy.
So, no doubt, man, that's a blessing. And, you know, like they say, man, this is what we do, radio. They can't stop greatness. And we got to give all the blessing and give it up to God. Oh, in the streets, we're going to stay official.
Hey, big brother T-Nick, man, we definitely appreciate you working hard, man. It's like, you just like L Boogie, man. You one of the hardest working guys in the business right now.
Man, like James Brown and Tupac, baby boy. I get it in. That's all I'm telling you.
That's what it is. Hey, big brother T-Nick, thank you for bringing the news to the world, man. And, whoa, you know we about to promote it from here to the end, baby. It's going down. WWDO, I thought you knew.
That's what we do, playboy. I love y'all. Talk to you on Friday.
Yes, sir. Love you too, big brother.
No
That's
doubt.
What
love
it
you
is.
Too, man. Oh, big brother. T-Nick.
Oh, it's going
man.
Down,
the brand has started. The brand has started. Let's go. Let go.
Lego.
WWDO.
I like the way that rolled off the tongue. You know what I'm saying? It's what we do, baby. It's
okay.
What we do.
No doubt. Can you believe it?
And real.
Football season is here, man.
Yeah, I'm loving it.
Go ahead.
I'm loving it. Got the camp starting off, and this just ain't the OTAs. This is the real camp right here. So if anybody get hurt, at least they'll be hurt, you know, at least, you know, going forward with trying to, you know, get it done for the season. You know, not like in the summertime when it wasn't mandatory. You know, now everything is mandatory. Saw the Buffalo Bills and EJ Manuel out there today, out on the field, L Boogie. I don't know what to think about the Buffalo Bills. Don't really care, I guess. But there was one part of the information that I saw today about the Buffalo Bills that really shocked me. And, you know, Stephen A. always talking about, oh, the Cowboys this, the Cowboys that. They haven't done nothing since then and that. Well, there was one thing that intrigued me most about the Buffalo Bills is that the Buffalo Bills holds the right now, they are the team that hasn't been to the playoffs in the longest. Did that sound right? They're the team that have not been to the playoffs, you know, in a very long time. Let me put it to you that way. The last time the Buffalo Bills went to the playoffs was in 1999. So that's a 15-year gap, L Boogie. Now, from what I remember, them boys used to always be in the championship game in the Super Bowl. They went to 4 or 5 Super Bowls in a row, didn't win nothing. But do you hear anybody talk about Buffalo? No, you don't. So I need, for all them haters out there on them Cowboys, I'm talking about them other teams that ain't been to the playoffs in a long time, a.k.a. the Buffalo Bills. I'm just saying, L Boogie. They were once a good team. Now they just, you know, they all right. Hopefully they can do better, you know what I mean? But that was an astounding a shock to me when I saw that stat that they haven't been to the playoffs since 1999. And you know who it was that they played the last time they went to the playoffs, L Boogie?
The Miracle City Wonder.
The Miracle City, yeah, buddy. That was the last time. And wouldn't you know, a trick play got them out of the play. I guess that trick play just hurt them so hard, they said, like, we don't want to go back to the playoffs no more.
But see, I was about to make a comparison. That one play hurt that city so much, just like the Michael Jordan shot against the Cavs.
It was that crucial level.
Oh, you, I mean, that city is yearning for a winner as well. They went to four straight Super Bowls and lost. Once, the first Super Bowl, they lost on a field goal. Then it was three straight ones that they just got blew out. And then after that, they just was going to the playoffs. And then, you know, you get that situation where they were back on the rise in 99, and that one play hurt them. Same with the Cavaliers. Same with the drive with the Browns. It took them a while just to, man, since the expansion Browns, they've only been to the playoffs one time, am I correct?
Yes,
and
sir.
That was when they lost, they had a lead and lost to Pittsburgh. Kelly Holcomb was the quarterback. Let's do our homework. And that's what it was. But I hope that they do something in the AFC East. Speaking of the AFC East, Rex Ryan, you know, in the New York, you know what I'm saying, news, New York Times said that the New England Patriots, why should I worry about them? They need to be worried about us. You know what I mean?
What?
So what do you think about Rex's comments?
Rex? I know that you've always had something special in your cup since you didn't got the head coaching position over there with the New York Jets. I would have believed you in your first two seasons. But right now, I don't know. I mean, you got lucky last year and beat the Patriots, you know, 27-24 late in the season, kind of, you know, kind of boosted your morale in the locker room and things like that, kind of helped you keep your job, Rex Ryan. But I'm just saying this, El Boogie. Man, watch your mouth. That's billboard material, Rex Ryan. You already told him that, you know, about the playbook situation and thing. Nah, that was Cleveland, but, you know, right through the way of the New York Jets. But I'm just trying to figure out, man, why is everybody always trying to talk about New England? Man, you acting like Bill Belichick and Tom Brady are not on that staff over there, man. Quit giving the New England Patriots billboard material so these guys can go out and look as like, you know, they belong. Man, leave the New England Patriots alone. You know that's the toughest game on the schedule for you. You must leave Bill Belichick and that guy Tom Brady alone because you know it doesn't matter who's on the schedule and it don't matter who's on the roster. New England gonna bring it every night. You can have some no names. You can have some big names. One thing you need to know is that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick gonna get it done. They're going to win about 10, 11, 12 games every year, and they're going to make it to the playoffs unless Tom Brady go vertical, or excuse me, go horizontal. Because if he vertical, it's lights out. That boy pretty in the pocket, El Boogie.
Can I be honest with you?
Talk to him.
Any given Sunday, gunplay is optional. That's what Jay-Z said. Any given Sunday, gunplay is optional. Who knows what might happen during the season, injuries, people, you know, it's billboard material. And I'm very shocked that, you know, Rex, but his defense is looking good. He just, you know, now that he has a good mixture, you know what I'm saying, in the running game. So it's going to be very interesting with Chris Ivory and, you know what I mean, the boys, Johnson. So we'll see, man. They got Eric Decker. You know, I didn't hear from Eric Decker during the Super Bowl. I thought he might have been in the locker room somewhere. So I don't know about him, but nobody's talking about Seattle, you know, repeating. What do you think? Can Seattle do it again?
Hey, El Boogie, you know what the answer is. You bad? Seattle, you got a great team. But Richard Sherman has been placed on the cover of Matt. So the curse will continue. If he go down in week one or two, it's over. It's over. Good old Seattle, you got a good team, but it's going to be hard to repeat. So, no, Seattle will not get it done. And as a matter of fact, the team standing in their way is the teams in their own conference. I mean, they got to watch out for San Francisco. They got to watch out for the Arizona Cardinals. Hell, St. Louis Rams might be up in there, like you say, any given Sunday. Anything could happen. So I'm just saying this, L Boogie, is I'll give it to Seattle to be the number one ranked team when the season starts, but we all know how that goes. And I know Russell Wilson is one of those type of players who does his homework. I'll give it to Russell. Russell's not going to be one of those ones who's not going to be ready. He had a great sophomore year, and I think he's going to be ready to do it all over again. You know what I mean? So I just think, you know, you got Marshawn Lynch, you got that offense, and you got your boy coming back, should be at full strength in Percy Harvin. And, yeah, we'll see, man. You got Sidney Rice coming back. So, I mean, it's just, I don't know if they can win the Super Bowl again, but they will make it to the playoffs. It's just barring the Madden curse with your boy Richard Sherman. He already talking about he wants the LOB on the cover. What? You want to go from first to worst? Because if you put everybody from the LOB on the cover, y'all defense going to be sus.
Man, it's very suspect in the yard, man. Incarcerated Scarfaces, man. We're going to see who's going to be the last team standing once again. Everybody looks good on paper before the injuries, before the sniper gets them. You know what I mean? So we will see.
Yeah.
When we come back. You know what I mean? We're going to talk a little love, man. It's love in the air. What should the Cavs do? What should Minnesota do? Kobe Bryant?
He ain't going nowhere.
Kobe Bryant tweeted somewhere that he's happy with the moves that the Lakers made. Do you think that's true? Man, it's the streets. We'll tell you what we think. C-Ro L Boogie, WWDO, what we reckon though. Let's go, man. The streets.
I got a skyscraper. It's a hell of a view. Got me closer to God. Angel wings on my coupe. Pray for me, damn, I grind every day for it. If you see me riding in, it means I paid for it. Bugatti boy, 1.84. I got money, baby, I can order 8 more. Fuck the Forbes, listen, tell the truth, I ate more. I got a billion, baby, time to give me 8 more. 12 bedrooms, time to give me 8 more. Stack all the cases of Ciroc up on the 8th floor.
Got a 100 mil,
it's time to get another one.
How does Bugatti feel?
I may need me another
come on. Five bad bitches
just got me another.
That's right. P. Diddy run the city,
never be another one.
5 mil cash,
and I need another one.
Rocking a different rollie,
no, that's not the other one.
On. Second to none at getting money,
nigga number one.
Real niggas run the city,
never be another one.
These haters speculate,
yeah.
They always watching mine.
Uh-huh.
She know what time it is, just like my watch line. My clothesline, the cologne, bitch. I know you smell this money sitting on the throne, bitch. I'm strong, bitch. I own shit. Gave myself a 10-digit bonus. I'm the money man.
Money
never finance. Come get this money, baby, with your fine ass. If your nigga broke, it's time to get another one. If your bitch is tripping, time to get another one. I'm Puff Daddy, bitch, there'll never be another one. Bugatti boys, forever. One.
Got 100 mil,
it's time to get another one.
How does Bugatti feel?
I may need me another,
come on. Five bad bitches
just got me another.
That's right.
P. Diddy run the city,
never be another one.
5 mil cash,
and I need another one.
Rocking a different rollie,
no, that's not the other one.
Second to none at getting money,
nigga number one.
Real niggas run this shit. I'm feeling the money.
Yeah.
I'm loving the paper.
Uh-huh.
Nigga hating the hood.
Talk to
took your soul to Jamaica. If I let down the top,
come
let the breeze in my beer. VIP is the spot.
Let's
playing musical chairs. My Colombian the man, all the beanie up shouted. Got that money in the bag that can hold a fucking body.
Yeah.
1.5 for this brand new black Bugatti. Shoes like I'm Slick Rick. Ballet shoes, lottie dotty. I'm feeling myself. Bitch, you do the same. Fuck what I spend at the bar. You should see how I came. Keep my bitch at a best. With one foot in the trap. If I bust at your chest, I bet that's a wrap. Got 100 mil.
It's time to get another one.
How does Bugatti feel?
I may need me another one.
Come on. 5 bad bitches.
Just got me another one.
B. Diddy run the city.
Never be another one.
Yeah, man. 5 mil cash.
And I need another
we
one.
We don't got rockin' a different rollie.
No, that's not the other one. We
second to none at getting money.
Nigga number one.
Real niggas run the city.
Never be another one. Never
be another one.
We back in the studio. You know what I mean?
I love that song, w, boy.
You know what I'm saying, D.O.? Oh, well, we do radio.
W-W-D-O. What does it stand for, El Boogie?
What we do radio, baby.
Say it again.
What we do radio, baby.
All we that back. We do is keep it real, baby, because we live from the street.
let me ask you this, bro. I'm gonna ask you this question, and it just keeps coming, you know, from every angle. And now they're putting different things on the table. What do you do? It just keeps brewing. We got to wait and see what the general manager, LeBron James, is going to say. Because, you know, he's the general manager right now. He got Mike Miller, James Jones. I mean, come on. Let's be honest. LeBron, whatever you want. But, man, before we continue, man, Ro, we got anybody want to come in from the asylum? Any callers? First caller representing the new logo, man.
A new logo?
A new brand, I'm sorry, with the radio station, Ro.
I was about to say, I mean, we can get a new logo. You know, I'm down for it. I got my middle finger held up high. Because that's what we do.
Why? Wow. Wow, that gets, I know the bars are rallying in the asylum, man.
It's just what we do, El Boogie. I'm just saying, man. I love that WWDO, man. Big shout out to T-Nigga and the sponsor fits, man. The boys, if you working hard, El Boogie, they trying to get us to the top. Where we going, El Boogie?
Well, my man, we rising to the top.
Oh, yeah.
Man, no doubt, no doubt. Man, before we get to the asylum, man, we were just talking about the, you know, the open, you know what I mean? So, Mr. McElroy, he did his thing. You know, training camp started for a lot of, you know what I'm saying, a lot of NFL ball clubs. And, we in the streets and no one's talking about Seattle repeating. What do you think in the streets? Was that a jab, what Tiger Woods said? You know, saying, hey, don't really lightweight compare this guy to me, comparing to Phil. You know, and if you want to just talk about your NFL team, let us know what's on your mind in the streets, in the sports world, or entertainment. Cool, where it's going? It's getting juicy, man. I got some news. I'm going to wait till Friday to plug it, you know what I mean? But I just got some news jumping up at me, man, from all angles about the situation with the Cotters. So, yeah.
Let me ask you this, L Boogie. Over the weekend, there was a WNBA All-Star week, WNBA All-Star game, man. We had all the young ladies. Oh, I shouldn't call them all pretty. But we had all the young ladies that made the All-Star squad out in Phoenix, man, where the East was able to outdo the West by one in overtime on Sunday out here in the Valley of the Sun. It was a great game, but I guess in all All-Star games, L Boogie, everybody don't give it all they got. Because I can tell you this, man, Candace Parker, she's one of my favorites. She plays for the L.A. Sparks, even though I like the Phoenix Mercury and Diana Taurasi and that big girl Brittany. But I'm just saying, man, Candace Parker let me down, dog. I thought she was going to really do something. She was just out there looking pretty, just running around, looking like she belonged in the NBA All-Star game. She didn't even do nothing. She was just passing the ball. She had plenty of times to shoot. She took about three shots the whole game. But I guess she just, she's been here, done that before, so she wanted to let the other girls, like Skylar Diggins, get hers in. But I must say, I was very impressed by one rookie that showed up on Sunday at the All-Star game. L Boogie, it's kind of funny to say that. She didn't get picked in. She got voted into the All-Star game, and I'm talking about Shoni Chanel. They call her Showtime Shoni Chanel, rookie out of Louisville. If you don't know who she is, let me remind you. She is the point guard from Louisville who helped Louisville beat Brittany Griner and the undefeated Bella Bears a couple years ago when the women's NCAA tournament was going on. Everybody thought Brittany Griner and Bella was going to win it all, but no. Good old Showtime Shoni, straight from the Reds. They call it Reds ball, L Boogie. Have you ever played against anybody from the reservation, L Boogie? That's that Indian reservation I'm talking about.
You already know. Living in Arizona, you know we went up to the Reds and tried to win tournaments. You know about
the
Reds. Because
they paid $2,500.
And you know about the Reds, man. It can get ugly down there. So, you know about the Revs. They ball. You think you're going up there, they run for days. And shoot threes. That's all they do. But most of them go in.
Yep,
you better get out.
Yeah, he won the MVP as well, L Boogie. Had 29 points, hit 6 threes. I mean, it was showtime, man. She did some amazing passes. And, for somebody like that to be voted in by, the fans, that's big time. It means that she's been recognized not just by the people she's playing with, but the people who watch this game, which lets me know that we're in good hands if we have her in the league. And she has a younger sister that plays for the University of Louisville right now, going to become a senior. And look out, man, we might have that. There's somebody repping the reservation, man, for quite a long time in this WNBA. It's kind of good to see. But let me ask you this before we go to the asylum. Do you think that there's going to be any, does this provide any openings to help the men from the reservation get at least a shot to try to get into this game?
When you're on the reservation, I mean, you might have to go for 40 or 50 because the schools that you're playing are very, the population might be only about 300 people. So you're basically playing, schools. It depends if you go to a junior college and then excel in that. But unless you're 7 feet or 6'10", which you can't, you can't stop that. As far as recruiting, they're going to find you if you're 6'10", but you're not going to find too many people on the Revs that are that tall. But it's possible. Anything's possible. But you got to, you got to respect it. And hopefully, somebody will come through there and put it together because we all know basketball brings is very diverse, and we know what it can do.
and it can open doors for any and everything. So, and speaking
absolutely.
Of opening doors, before, and listen to this, hold on. And speaking of opening doors, before we go to the asylum, one more thing. What do you think about the door that Tony Dungy just opened when he said, if I was coaching, I wouldn't have picked Michael Sams because of what he would have brought to the team. What do you think about that comment before we get to the asylum?
I'm going to say it like this, L Boogie. The only guy that I would really take, you know, the only guy that I would take for his word in this here business would be Tony Dungy. Tony Dungy has been 100%, you know, up front and forward with everybody in his interviews and whatnot. And what he's telling us, L Boogie, is something that is purely true. Because for this simple fact, in the NFL, we already have problems with people, you know, with the players having the media in the locker room right after the game. They don't even give you time to take a shower or nothing. So, you know, these reporters get to see balls hanging and, you know, guys with, you know, not so good-looking bodies and things like that. But, you know, it is what it is now. And when you have a gay guy who is openly gay, the first of his kind ever to make it into this here league, it kind of, you know, it brings a lot of attention. Soon as he got drafted, Oprah put on there that we're going to do a documentary about Michael Sam. What? Anyway, nobody don't care about that. You know what I mean? But it's so much media attention that he brings along with him that is going to disrupt what you're trying to do. And for a coach like Tony Dungy, you know, he's not going to falter away from any question. He's going to answer all the questions upright and give you his point of view. So now, Coach Fisher, the coach for the St. Louis Rams, are going to have to find a way to not only bite his tongue, but to sugarcoat some of these answers that he's going to be, you know, asked to give when they ask him about Michael Sam and some of these off-the-wall questions. Because, you know, you got people in that media business, L Boogie, that don't care about what they asking you. They just gonna ask you. Just like that numb nothing ass Tiger Rory is taking over his position. I mean, it's just idiotic, man. So you got those who just wanna cross the line knowing that they cross the line, and then you got those who are just blinded that don't know what the hell they doing. So like I say, Tony Dungy is about the only guy that I would purely take for his word. So if he say he wouldn't have drafted him, guess what? I wouldn't have drafted him either.
That's the same guy who said you should give Michael Vick a chance. What's the difference? It's an issue. It's a circus.
A $100 million man versus a $5,000 man.
Oh, in the streets. That's the comparison.
I'm just saying.
That's what you do. I understand that, and I'm just bringing it out there. I'm not saying you're wrong. You got a point there, but I'm just saying that when he took a stand for Michael Vick as well. You know what I mean? I think that, you know, I wouldn't even comment on the situation. I would have left that open for Jeff Fisher to handle.
What'd you say? Next question.
Next question. What did you say again? Because let's get this straight in the streets. We don't care what you are. Just produce at whatever you do. We don't need
to
know your sex preference and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? We just want you to produce. They, you know, it's not on the application. You don't have to tell it. But
he came for it.
I mean, that's understandable. He did a great job when he the tremendous work that he did as far as him inspiring youth coming forth with them being, you know what I'm saying, being gay. that they don't, you know, commit suicide or whatnot, that they're okay with their self. So I give them a lot of credit in the world as far as that is concerned. But I just, you know, let's see what you do on the field. You know what I mean?
Right.
Give me sacks. Give me strip sacks. And just, you know, do what you do. And then we'll go from there. So I'm not a, you know, I don't really, you know what I'm saying? Tony shouldn't have even said anything, because what if he was giving you 30 sacks? Would you care then if he was bringing circus to you? No, he's bringing dough.
Right.
So, great point there. But, yeah, man, let's get in that asylum, man. You ready?
Yeah, man, you know how we do, man. Let's, hey, man, WWDO. That's what we do, man. You know your boy stay ready. Here we go, El Boogie. Let's take it out, man. Let's jump into the asylum, man. And, you know, I love going to this caller right here, man, because, you know, he always knowledgeable about it all. And then he always make you think about the flip side of what he said. You have one opinion, then he make you think after he get done talking. So, you know, without further ado, man, I'd like to bring in the Big Intellect, you know, Nearly Neil Dad from the Sports Official. And Big Intellect like to keep it real with us. That's why we stay in the street, El Boogie. Yo, Big Intellect, you on with the street, El Boogie. T-Ro, how you doing this evening?
I'm good, fellas. How you guys doing today?
Man,
real
Monday.
Good.
It's Monday, and, you know, it was a lot of things that happened over the weekend. Still got some players out there that need to be picked up from this free agency. But let me ask you this, Big Intellect. Where in the hell is Kevin Love going? Is he going to Cleveland?
You know, here's what I think. Minnesota has got to be playing a little shell game as far as Kevin Love is concerned, because think about this. They're asking for Anthony Wiggins and Bennett and a first-round pick. So let's look at what we got. Anthony Bennett was well on his way to being one of the biggest draft busts of all time. You know, he didn't even show up until April. Anthony Wiggins, a phenomenal talent, but he's 19 years old. You don't know what he's going to be. And then you want a first-round draft pick. Well, the Cavs have some extra draft picks for next year, but the first-round draft pick they have is probably going to be in the 20s because LeBron James is going to put the Cavs up in the upper echelons of the playoffs. So you're going to trade your best player for two suspect players and a late-round first pick. So I think they're just trying to squeeze something out of Golden State, because they don't really want that from Cleveland. That's not what they want from Cleveland. They want Klay Thompson and Harrison Barnes and David Lee is what they really want. But and they're just using Cleveland to up the price, because that's just not enough for Kevin Love. I love the pieces, and I love what they could potentially be. But you're going to trade 26-12 for a lot of potential. That's not a good deal. So I think they're just trying to up the price with Golden State.
Would you let this season ride out for Kevin Love so that way he can be a purely free agent and have no stipulations? Or would you, you know, try to give in to what, you know, I mean, you know Minnesota's going to bend at some point, but would you just keep on till you try to bend Minnesota to get Kevin Love?
Kevin Love has already said that if he just ends up in Cleveland, either way, he'll sign a long-term deal. So you could potentially get Kevin Love and not give up anything for him, because the only place that Kevin Love will probably sign a long-term deal is the Golden State or the Lakers or Cleveland. His best chance to win right now is in Cleveland. So no matter where they trade him, if they're able to trade him, he's going to end up in Cleveland. He's going to end up in Cleveland or Golden State, one of the two. And it'll be whether or not they trade for him or sign him straight up for free agency. And I think that's where he's going to go. Because if I'm Cleveland, you look at what the Knicks did when they got Carmelo Anthony. They wrecked that team for years by trading away the whole team. You got one player back. So
right.
I don't think the Cavs are going to do that. I think the Cavs are going to wait for free agency, one way or the other and get Kevin Love on their terms.
I agree, absolutely. Big Intellect, this your boy L Boogie, man. Good evening tonight. Let me ask you this. What do you think about Tiger Woods' remarks with his post, you know, after the Open on his remarks of the champion and Phil Mickelson?
Tiger is one of those, like, ultra-competitive guys like Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan were, so he's not going to take any slights lying now. It'll be generations before you get another player like Tiger Woods. No matter how good Rory McIlroy thinks he is, he's never going to be Tiger Woods. So I don't disagree with Tiger. Compare him to somebody else. Don't compare him to me. You know, you see what I'm saying? It's like comparing Harold Miner to Michael Jordan when he came out of USC. It's not valid. So no, yeah, I don't have a problem with what Tiger Woods said. I'm with him. Compare him to Phil. Don't compare him to me.
Exactly. What do you think about the Atlanta Falcons and the Cleveland Browns? What they gonna do this year, Big Intellect?
The Falcons have put themselves in a position to get better. I don't know if they're gonna be. I'm not even sure they're gonna be a playoff team this year. But they're going to get better, especially if they get big contributions out of the draft picks that they got. But their team has to stay healthy until they solve the depth on their offense and defensive lines. They still don't have a pass rush, no matter what they put together. Losing Witherspoon for the season again is just going to make it harder for them at the linebacker position, especially if they switch to the 3-4. So The Falcons are going to improve, but I don't think they make the playoffs this year. They'll be better than 4-12. As for the Browns have five Pro Bowlers on that roster. You can say what you want about their record and what they've done in the past, you know, because they've had garbage at quarterback. They have five Pro Bowlers on their team, so especially on defense. I think the Browns are going to have one of the better defenses in the league, and Brian Hoyer is an upgrade from anything that they've had at quarterback in the last couple of years. And then if he falters, Johnny Manziel is ready to play. So just the loss of Josh Gordon is going to hurt, especially the depth of wide receiver. But they have enough weapons to make a noise. So I think that the Browns are going to scare a lot of people this year. And they're going to win more than their share of games. I think the Browns are a 9-win team this year.
Wow, the Browns. Hey, I like that. Now, Johnny Money, his jersey, the number two, is still the number one selling jersey in all of football. He ain't even played one down. When do you think Johnny is going to touch that green? Do you think it's going to be, you know, between week 1 and 3 or 4 through 16?
Well, first of all, Johnny Manziel, you know, for how we are down here in the South. If you want to insult somebody, you preface it by saying bless his heart. Well, bless Johnny Manziel's heart. You still don't know what he is, but he's come up in the Sports Center era where everything is magnified way bigger than it is. He's a good player. He could be potentially a great player, but as long as Brian Hoyer is healthy and productive, I think Brian Hoyer is the quarterback at least through game 5, maybe game 6, depending on what the Browns' record is. But he's going to be ready to play. I honestly believe he's going to be ready to play. So whatever Johnny Manziel is ready to get in there, he's going to surprise some people. He's going to create problems for defenses, and I think he's smart enough to know that this is not the SEC. When it's time to get down, it's time to get down.
Big Intellect. Blake Bortles, the number 3 pick in this year's NFL draft, mentioned that he wants to sit out his first season of his rookie season. What does that tell you about a quarterback like that, and what does it mean for his future with the Jacksonville Jaguars?
No real competitive person wants to sit. Any person who especially if you're a quarterback wants the ball and he wants it now. So if I'm the Jacksonville, I would have a problem with that. I would have a real problem with that. That tells me that maybe he's not the competitive person that you want calling your signals. He could be straight up scared. And that would bother me. Somebody who's scared to play is going to end up getting himself hurt anyway. So maybe it might be in his best interest to sit until he gets some nerve.
I don't know. I like Chad Henne. Don't get me wrong. I like Chad Henne, but I mean, if I wasted my pick, my number three pick on you, which I thought you would be a key piece for my team, I don't understand why those words would come out of his mouth. We all know in this league, we know what the NFL stands for. It stands not for long. And with you coming out with some comments like that in the first couple of weeks, I'm disappointed. I wasn't expecting to hear that from a guy 6'5", 260, to play quarterback.
I would be disappointed, too. Not only that, if I'm the defender or if I'm a coach coaching against Jacksonville, I already know. Blake Bortles is a little scared. He's a little skittish. If I put pressure on him, he's going to give the ball up, period. So right now, my opinion of Blake Bortles has dropped considerably. Nobody, he should want to play. He really should. You're an NFL quarterback, you want to play.
Exactly.
I bet you Jimmy Garoppolo wants to play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he in New England.
Exactly. And, you know, he's sitting behind Tom Brady. You think he don't want to play? If you don't think for 1 minute that Jimmy Garoppolo don't want to play game one, you're fooling yourself. So for Blake Bortles to say that disappoints me greatly.
Yeah.
I wonder, did they sign him under contract yet before he made those comments?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but yeah. Let me ask you this, Vic, before I let you go. Kobe Bryant said that he was 100%, happy with the moves that the Lakers made over the summer. Are you buying that?
Not for a moment. Kobe Bryant they've asked him to kind of follow the company line, and Kobe's going to do that for now until it goes south, and then he's going to be one of those outspoken critics of what the Lakers have done. Maybe he likes Jeremy Lin. Maybe Jeremy Lin just didn't fit in Houston, and which is a distinct possibility. Carlos Boozer, he's still got some game left, but you're able to get him at a bargain price because Chicago had to pay him off, so you can't be mad about that. Getting what's his name from Kentucky and a couple
Julius
other
Randall.
Pieces. I mean, yeah, Randall. They weren't a whole lot of bad moves. They just weren't great moves, and that's why I don't believe Kobe Bryant believes that for a moment.
Absolutely.
Good old Kobe. Hey, Big Intellect. Let me ask, before you hit him with it, El Boogie. Big Intellect, what you know about WWDO radio?
This is my first time hearing about it, but it sounds promising.
Oh, man, the sports officials at the streets? Oh, my goodness. My bad, El Boogie.
Oh, no, that's what I was going to ask. Beginning of that, how did you like the new radio station, WWDO?
It sounds like a great idea, man. It looks like it's going to take off. You got dynamic personalities. You got knowledgeable people that we all know what we're talking about. You know, we're not like a lot of these other sports shows you listen to on the radio, and these people get on there and have no idea what they're talking about. So if one thing for certain, we know what we're talking about.
Streets!
Absolutely. Streets!
Yes, sir. Big Intellect, man. We appreciate you joining us this evening, man. You know we're going to have a lot to talk about on Friday. Hey, let me ask you this. Did you have an opportunity to watch the WNBA All-Star Game over the weekend?
No, actually, I didn't. I heard about it, and the one thing that you got to love about that All-Star game, it was a one-point win in overtime. Usually, All-Star games are a blowout one way or the other, especially in basketball.
Right.
You don't generally get close games in All-Star games. So for that game to be played out like that, wow, that has to be real exciting. I hope I can get a chance to catch that on the replay.
Yeah, the women, you know, and women, you know, they way more competitive than us. They don't like to give it up at all. So, yeah,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I hope you get a chance to check it out.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Well, that's what's up, Big Intellect. You know, we'll holler at you on Friday. And WWDO is the new radio station for us. You know.
All right, I'm looking forward to getting with that.
That's what's up. Yeah, because you already know you intertwined with this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's what's up. That's the Big Intellect. El Boogie, anything else for the Big Intellect?
Just remember to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Consider it done, fellas.
That's what's up, Big Intellect. Yes, sir. El Boogie, we got to take a quick commercial, man. We got Nacho in the box again, El Boogie. He's joining us. He's Skyping on us again. We going to definitely get to it right after the commercial break, El Boogie. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt, man. The new brand, WWDO, What We Do Radio. We the streets of talk and sports talk show, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern time. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. When we come back, we're going to keep it going in the asylum. It's frenzy.
Oh, because that's what we do.
That's what we do. Let's go.
Mr. Magic Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Pizza, Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk, Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. And I'm far from cheap. I smoke dope with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me. Now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dope for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear. Putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging. Celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimped the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Representing B-Town in the house. Junior Mafia, Mass Label.
And if you don't know, now you know. WWDO Radio.
WWDO.
What We Do Radio. Man, we hot. July 21st, 2014. The Streets of Talk and Sports Talk Show with a Twist of Hip Hop. 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Now we're just launching. You know what I mean? Our show and connect with, you know what I mean, the new radio station. WWDO, man. So, you know, we want to give a shout out to T-Nick and the sports officials. You know what I mean? And, man, the movement is moving. They can't stop greatness. You know what I mean? Before we bring in our next caller, man, we want to bring in, you know what I mean, one of the hosts, and you already know he's the producer of the show, and he always keeps score, man. Heaven know you, the OG scorekeeper. What the deal, man?
Man, if you don't know, heaven knows. WWDO, baby. Man, the OG scorekeeper, man. And tonight, that's C-O-R-E-K-E-E-P-E-R, period. The G stands for Gary Gnu. No news is good news with Gary Gnu. And we got you, man. Be on the lookout, WWDO Radio. You know, where we're gonna you know, bring to the world a wide variety of shows, man. You know what I'm saying? All different kind of shows. You know, we bring the world our flavor, you know what I'm saying, as far as what our imprint is and things like that. And being behind the board, the producer of WWDO, you know, just be on the lookout, world, and it's coming to you, you know what I'm saying? And WWDO, man, it's the best thing smoking, you know what I'm saying? Because it's what we do. WWDO, man, be on the lookout. Heaven oh, praise the Lord. Be good, fella.
Man, OG, man. There you have it. The super producer, you know what I'm saying, behind the boards. Man, at the big station.
Hey, OG, before you go, man, you know what it is. You know, these boys just keep calling in, El Boogie. We got the other co-host from the sports officials, dog. Nilly Neal, what's the deal, baby?
Man, what's happening, baby? What's up with it, man? It's the boy Nilly Neal, man. I done came down on the street.
Nilly Neal be hype every time he get on the street, though. He be ready.
Oh, man, you know I stay ready, man. You know it.
Well, we do.
What's up, Nilly Neal? What's happening with y'all this Monday evening, man?
Oh, man, I just wanted to jump on the streets one time, man. You know, let everybody know, man, about the WWDO movement, man. You know what I'm talking about? Hey.
Man, what we do?
Everybody know. Hey. It's
That's
going down, man.
Do,
not only that, man. We got a lot of other stuff going down, man. We about to blow up big, man. We got the YouTube channel, man. The sports officials, man. It's under construction right now, man. We putting everybody on there, man. The streets gonna have their show on there. We gonna have some live broadcasts, man. Yeah, we doing it big, man. We gonna have a million hits, man. We gonna introduce ourselves to the world. You know what I'm saying? And let everybody know, man, how we taking it up there, man. We taking it up there, man. I just want to jump on the streets, man, because, you know, y'all my boys, man. You know, I definitely listen to y'all all the time, man. I don't jump on as much as I need, as I used to. You know what I mean?
Now,
but, hey, I'm glad to be on here now.
Now that you've jumped on, I'm going to jump on the Sooner wagon. What Oklahoma's going to do this fall?
Oh, man, hey, we're going to be in the fold. I tell you that much. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Hey, we about to put the boom in the song, you know what I'm saying? Hey,
well,
we'll ride this year, man. Hey, we beat Alabama in the Super Bowl. Hey, we beat Alabama in the Sugar Bowl, man. Hey, so our confidence is riding high. We feel like we got our quarterback. We got Green Becker from Missouri. Hopefully we can get him on the field this year. If we can do that, man, hey, it might be a change of scenery around here, man. You know, we're going to take that title away from the ACC and the SEC, baby. You know what I mean? You know, and we real confident what's going on, man, this year coming up, man. Even though Florida State, man, look like it's going to be a repeat situation, man, with that Jameis boy, man. Ooh, Lord, hey, I'm so glad he didn't go to Texas. Thank you, Texas. And, but, yeah, we're going to have a shot, man. We're going to have a shot for sure, man, on the street.
Let me ask you this.
WWDO lifer.
Let me ask you this, scorekeeper. Let me ask you this, scorekeeper. James Winston said that he's matured in his press conference from all the, you know, things he's done. What do you think about his upcoming season, you know, because you do keep score?
Man, we're going to always say the right thing, you know what I'm saying, at all times, you know, until something happens. So we're going to always say the right thing. But, yeah, he should have a better season than he had last year. Because it's what we do.
Straight.
At the same time, he's politically correct. He's going to say the right things right now. You know, that he's mature and things like that. But he said that before. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to always say the right thing and keep it politically correct until something else happens. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he's a young kid, man. You expect kids to do kids' things, you know, a lot of times.
Wow.
It's what we do.
But Jeffrey,
hey, man, just to let it be known, man, the only two people we're missing from the whole WWDO is Mitch and Jewel. They always
But remember now, it's like, going to be a wide variety of shows. So it's going to, you know, we got a lot of things in the making. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be a movement, baby. A lot of different variety of shows.
You know what I'm saying? You may click on one day and it just be music playing, some slow jams from the 70s or something. You know what I'm saying? So it's just going to be a wide variety of everything.
Can I get on? Is this mic live? Is the mic live? Is it live? Can I talk? Can I talk over
live,
Jeffrey Charles?
Is it live or is it Memorex?
Because, you know, when you listen to Jeffrey Charles on 108, you know what I'm saying, with Jeffrey Charles, nice show. when it comes to what we do radio, like Neil and Neil said, and the score chief said, man, it's a wide variety. You know, because you listen to the sports officials, listen to the streets of talk, and man, you may wake up early Sunday morning, hear some gospel. You may wake up, you know what I'm saying, on a Friday afternoon and hear some entertainment talk. You know, you may wake up and hear some jazz. You may flip the dial and hear some West Coast music, some East Coast music, you know what I'm saying, some Southside, Billy Neal, crew music. You never know what you might hear. You know why? Because this is what we do. It don't matter. You may hear some comedy one day. You know what I'm saying? You may hear the big intellect talking to politics or somebody else. I'm just telling y'all, WWDO, one monkey, don't stop, no show. It's what we do, man. Y'all be ready for it. It's coming. Hey, I appreciate y'all giving us a platform, man. I appreciate y'all giving us a platform tonight. I appreciate hearing my dog, Millie Neal, you know what I'm saying, the OG. Hey. Real quick. Boogie, I want you to talk to Neil and Neil about LeBron coming back home. Get his feelings right quick. Ask him about that right quick.
No, hold on. Before L do that, before Boogie do that, I got a street question of the night for the panel, man. Who was the prettiest WNBA All-Star player yesterday besides Skylar Diggins?
Come on, man. That's not fair.
Ooh, I'm Tracy Scholar, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm Scholar. If it ain't Scholar, you know, I know.
No, man, why you gonna put us through that, man? Lord, hey, man.
I'm just saying, Dookie, you know what I'm saying? That Dookie, he got lucky, man, and got Candace Parker. I don't know how he got Candace Parker, man. He caught her slipping one night. I ain't gonna lie to you. But I'm gonna let that go. But before Boogie, before you let Neil go, ask him about LeBron going home. I just want to hang up and listen, y'all. Appreciate it.
Nilly Neal, what do you think about LBJ coming back to Northeast Ohio? Before we get to our next caller, man, what you think?
Look, I'm going to make it quick, man. I ain't happy about it, man. Hey, I'm going to keep it 100. I'm probably the only person in Cleveland history who ain't happy about it, man. You know what I'm saying? Look, and this is I'm going to be quick with it, and this is why I ain't happy. One, I wish he would have stayed in Miami and didn't come back to us. I really do. I mean, I know y'all think I'm crazy. Hey, I'm probably the only person in the world think that. But check this out, man. I'm going to say it real quick. I just like the potential in our youngsters that we got with Wiggins. I said it on this show before, too. You know what I mean? What I really think the boy can be. I mean, I love Kyrie, and I love his maturation. You know, even though he pounded the ball a lot, you know, but he's still young, man. I said the boy is like 23 years old, 24. I mean, if he's that old, you know what I mean? We got three future first-round high draft picks, man, and they all are lottery unprotected. I mean, except for one of them. Thank you. You know what I mean? So we got a lot of room for movement, a lot of cap space, and we got a lot of draft picks, you know. And like I said, man, we did the LeBron thing 7 years, man. We had him. I mean, people keep on saying that we already had our shot with this boy, man, and it didn't work. I mean, we went to the finals. We went to the conference finals. We were first place for a long time, and I'll take that as a Cavs fan. I showed enough will. But, I mean, as he moved on, man, he won titles, you know, and did the same and somewhere else, man. I believe that we can do the same, man, with our youngsters and our draft picks, our new coach, and going in a whole other direction, man. You know what I mean, we don't really need him, man, to me. You know what I mean? But I'm going to let that go.
Hey, Neil, he ain't staying. He going to leave Cleveland again.
Exactly, man. I feel just like you, man. And the thing, I tweeted this the other day, man. I'm going to say this real quick. I don't want to get to the call right quick. He wants Kevin Love on the team, right? He don't care how we get him, man. Just keep Kyrie and find a way to get Kevin Love, right? He doing the same thing that he did last time, man, making moves for us, you know, having us cap-restricted, man, making us trade all the draft picks, man, all for him, make him happy just to keep him there. You know what I mean? And when it don't work, guess what he going to do, man? Hey, I gave him a nickname.
He gonna bounce.
Man.
That's what
he gonna bounce like the frog, man. I mean, to the next log, man, and leave us stinking again. Hey, I just don't want to see it happen to us again, man. We shouldn't do it, man.
What did Aaron Hart say in that song with God? I'm saying bye-bye. Goodbye.
Hey, for real.
Can we just have this one more try? Oh, man, no. Listen to this, man. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But we got to understand the situation of the economic power that he has. It's helping out the city. I understand what you're saying, but within those 2 years, see, the key is if they don't trade these young guys for Kevin Love. That's the key. You might get him for little to nothing, you know, near the trade deadline because Minnesota's gotten desperate. So bringing LeBron James aboard, you keep these young guys. He can train them for the 2 years, and then if he leaves, you still in good hands.
Exactly. So, I'm cool with that. I mean, but as far as trading them off for Kevin Love and when it don't work, not if it don't work, when it don't work, because this dude ain't never been to the playoffs. He ain't never been in the grind, you know, having to guard somebody for a 4 or 5 or 7 game series. We're going to be left with nothing, you know what I mean? Again, like we were last time, you know what I mean? And we just not getting back on our feet, man. You know what I mean? We just not getting back. You know what I mean? Even though we ain't here, man, but we got a lot of assets. We got a lot of youngsters, man. This dude's the oldest player on our team right now. You know what I mean? And, well, with him and Mike Miller, I mean, so I really thought, man, with the moves that we were making, man, we were on our way to a bright future, man. You know what I mean? With two youngster superstars and a bunch of good young role players, man, and we could build around who we drafted, just like the Thunder did, just like the Spurs did, all the players they got on their team. You know, they drafted everybody, man. You know what I mean? And that's what we were doing. You know what I mean? And we were going from, and we could have built from there, man, going from the bottom to the top, man. And that's what I thought we were doing, man. And I think he's disrupting that straight up, man. I really think he is.
But the city needs potholes fixed.
And he gonna feel him. He definitely gonna feel him. You know what I mean? And you know what? I'm happy for the city, man, because we do need them in the city, man. We do need more jobs, man. We do need our economy to come back up, man, because we hurting. You know what I mean? And that part I'm proud of. You know, man, that's the one thing that I'm happy about, man. But as far as our team, man, I'm really kind of, I'm really skeptical about it, man, straight up.
There you have it. Nilly Neal, man, we thank you for calling. And, yeah, I can't wait to get it going, man. We done started the brand. So, and don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Because this
hey,
is
I appreciate
what we
y'all
do.
Having me on the, I appreciate y'all having me on the streets, man. Hey, man. Hey, anytime y'all want me on, please let me know, man. I'll be on, man.
Oh, no doubt.
That's
no doubt.
It is. Already. Yeah, buddy. That was, you know, they're my big brother. That's WWDO, man, for those that don't know, man. That's what we do. New radio station, man, going down. Man, I can't wait, L Boogie. It's hot. Yo, we definitely got to keep it in the asylum, L Boogie. You know how we do, man. We're going to bring in our caller, man, who's been checking us out, Skyping us, you know what I mean? And he's been diligent waiting on the live for us, L Boogie. Yo, it's our caller that checked in with us a couple weeks ago. Nacho in the box. What's the deal, baby? How you doing this evening?
What's going on? Doing real good, doing real good. I see y'all having tons of fun over there. Sounds like y'all having a blast.
Man, it's a new thing that's about to start, man. A new epidemic, man. We got our brothers for the sports. It's what we do, man. What we do, radio. So, hey, Nacho, you gotta keep on following us from here to there. You know what I mean?
I'm about to keep following. You know what I'm saying? I like the sounds of it. Real good. I like it. Interesting, knowledgeable. I love it.
That's warmed up. Yo, Nacho.
We appreciate that.
Hey, Nacho, I know you out here in Phoenix, Arizona, man. Did you get a chance to check out the WNBA All-Star Game that was held in your city this weekend?
I did actually get to watch. I had to go to work through the fourth. So I didn't get to end it. Just got to on my phone. I like it. I'm a WNBA fan, so I enjoy watching the games to the much displeasure of most of my male compadres. Who can't stand it when they come over and WNBA's on the TV. But that's just me. So I like it. It's a great game to watch for me. I just like watching all kinds of sports, and especially if my hometown wins it, the championship, i.e. the Mercury are two-time champions. The Arizona Rattlers, I believe, are three-time champions. They're going to win it this year again. And so, you know, I follow those sports because when my home wins championships, I like it. So, yeah, I did watch the game. I enjoy it. WNBA and the Griner and Taurasi, that combo, that's going to be real dangerous for the next 5 to 10 years. It's going to be awesome.
Right. You're right about that. Right now, the Phoenix Mercury women are leading the WNBA on a 12-game win streak. They 14-2 right now. So, you know, big ups to the Phoenix Mercury and those girls getting it in. Now, let me ask you this, old Nacho in the box. You know, football season is about to start. I know you a cheesehead, but, you know, there are some other camps that are starting out today. Let me ask you this. There are some billboard material that's been placed for the New England Patriots already. Coach Rex Ryan of the New York Jets said that the New England Patriots need to be looking out for the Jets this season. Do you think Rex Ryan is really hyping up his boys too much, or do you think that New England really should pay attention to the New England Jets this season?
If there's one coach that I think
New York Jets, my bad.
Then if the New York Jets have one coach to worry about in the NFL, it is Rex Ryan. He has beat them several times. I know the Patriots have beat the Jets, but it's equal out there. Rex Ryan gets in it. Rex Ryan gets in their head mentally. He knows how to game plan against Tom Brady. He knows that offense very well. He knows their defense very well. It's just something. He's done it so many times, you can't, you know, deny it anymore. His teams play really well against the Patriots. So
Do they have to look out for him? I believe they do. Do they have to look out for them in the division? No. But when they play them twice a year, yes, they're going to have to look out for them Jets because they know how to play them Patriots year in and year out. But are they a divisional a competition? Obviously not. They're not going to win that division. But when it comes to those two games a year, that's billboard material, yes. But I do believe that Rex Ryan is not boasting too much when he talks about having to play them because they are going to have to watch out for them Jets when they play them.
Yeah, you right about that, Nacho. One thing about Rex Ryan, he had his boys ready.
Yep.
Nacho, this your boy El Boogie. Let me ask you this. You in the Valley of the Sun. You're the general manager of the Phoenix Suns.
Okay.
And Bledsoe has rebuked your deal. What do you do now?
I honestly don't care what Bledsoe does if I'm the GM. You do what you want. I got the new draft pick in Tyler Ennis. I got Goran Dragic, who's a proven point guard, and I just got Isaiah Thomas from the Kings. I am not worried about my point guard position anymore. All the moves we've been making in the point guards with getting all these point guards, I believe our general manager, our president, they knew what was going on with Eric Bledsoe in his camp. They knew he doesn't want him too much money or he doesn't want to play here anymore. So they got ready for this. And I believe that we're stacked at the point guard position. And I love Eric Bledsoe. I don't want him to leave. But if he wants to go, you know, there's the door. We got enough, you know, and won't lose much when he leaves because I believe Tyler Ennis is NBA ready. And we already know what Isaiah Thomas can do. So I don't believe now if Thomas, you know, whatever we got to do to keep Eric, let's keep him. But I think us getting Isaiah, that really persuaded me, and it really just got us prepared for a situation like this where he turned it down, you know, and doesn't want to play here anymore. So, you know, I don't know, maybe the recent getting the point guards is why he doesn't want to play here. But I think we're ready with or without Eric Bledsoe. Game one, we're ready for this NBA season.
Yeah, I hope so. Eric Bledsoe was a key piece for your team last season, even though he was injured. Quite a few games being hurt. But
you know why he was injured? You want me to tell you why he was injured? Because when you become the man and you got to play 82 games and they key on you all the time, look what happens. Ask Derrick Rose. Ask Rondo. Mm-hmm. Your body takes a beating. So, yeah, you want all this money, but you better play 82 games. So anytime he's been put in that type of situation, he has not fared well. CP3 went out. Before CP3 got there, he was put in a situation to play a lot. Mm-hmm. What happened? He got injured. You know, these young guys need to understand that, like Kyrie Irving, you get injured. I mean, you got to get in the weight room. I know you want to be out there and spend your money, but you're a professional basketball player. But anyway, you know, Nacho, we cheeseheads. Let me ask you this. We start training camp in a couple of days. Where do you see us? Where do you see us going this upcoming season? Do you see us in the mix getting to the Super Bowl? As a diehard fan, as a blinded fan, and one half of my brain, you know, we're going to go 16-0. We're going to go undefeated, and we're going to win the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? That's one half of my brain. But the other half of my brain, the realistic half, the realistic half knows we'll probably win 11 games, 11 to 12 games. And I know that sounds like a lot, but for us it's not. We'll probably be 11-5. We'll win our division. We'll make the playoffs. And if we are healthy on defense, with Julius Peppers being 100% healthy and ready for the playoffs, Clay Matthews, I think we can make a deep run in the playoffs. because I would love nothing more than to see my boys playing in my hometown and winning the Vince Lombardi Trophy. That would be amazing to me.
Oh, my goodness.
But
say it ain't so, Nacho. Hey, I will say this, Nacho, that, you know, as long as you got that AR-12 over there, you're in pretty good hands. And he showed you last year that I can miss about 7-8 games, and when I come back, duty resumes. And, you know, even though your defense was down there with the Cowboys in 28th, 29th, 30th-ranked defense, you still made it deep in the playoffs. So, you know, I ain't going to lie. I'd be scared to see that green and yellow, them cheese heads coming through, dog, because, yeah, they mean business, man. They mean business. But good luck with that. You know, I hope that you don't have to run against them. Those stars on the helmet, you know what I mean? Because it's going to get bruised up.
We already saw what happened last year. We ain't going to mention 26-3 at halftime. But we'll keep on going.
Let's not talk about that.
The game.
We ain't going to talk about that.
We already know, the booty holes get tight.
I did have one comment I just want to say though about Cleveland Browns fan who believes they'll go 9 wins. I'm almost with him. I think they will be an 8-8 team. I believe Johnny Manziel is NFL ready, and I do think that he will start game one. He's going to beat out Hoyer in the preseason. We're just going to see him ball out, and I think everyone's doubts are going to be, you know, put to rest and whatnot. So that's just my opinion. I do believe he will make the team week one and play week one. But, you know, I don't think they're going to be, you know, ecstatically, you know, 10 wins or whatever. 8-8, 500, 7-9. That'll be a lovely time. And for a rookie like Johnny in Cleveland and the AFC North, it'll be good.
Wow. We appreciate your call, man. And
Hold on, L Boogie. Not you in the box. Stay with us. Hold on. Don't go nowhere. L Boogie, I'm loving the show tonight, man. We're going to keep it hot because we got another young caller that just called in, and he heard about the 16-0, and he wants to talk to these heads. Hold on. This is a new caller calling in. Watch this. Leave Mother Street. Stay hot. Yo, caller, what's up with it? What's your name and where you calling from? Welcome to the streets with L Boogie and T-Bow.
What up? This is J-Rock. Nacho know me.
J-Rock.
Yeah, L Boogie, J-Rock called in and say, man, I heard 16-0, man. I need to get in. So for you, T, go ahead, J-Rock. Let the T in.
Nacho know me. Nacho know I'm a Giants fan, man. When I heard that 16-0 prediction, I was like, man, let me set this brother straight.
I got a premise, man. It was a right brain. It was half my brain, and it was the half that just only sees green and gold and don't see nothing else. So that was where the prediction came from. But you know, the real one, 11-5. I feel confident in 11-5.
J Mac, let me ask you this. I'm sitting with a New York Giant fan right now. Right now, I'm sitting with one, and you're a New York Giant fan. It's ironic. Let me ask you this: what's your expectations of the G-Man this year?
I think we win the division, man. I think we go 10-6. We win the division. We beat the Eagles. So I think our only competition. But yeah, we win the division.
What you think about Eli Manning? He's gonna bounce back this year, and have a hell of a year.
Oh yeah, man. I think he's gonna have a heck of a year, man. This new offense that they're coming out, you know, gonna have little wrinkles with the West Coast. I mean, you know, Nacho know what I'm talking about because we talk about it all the time. This offense is gonna be easy for everybody.
Let me ask you this. Is it time for a change? You think time should be gone after this year? Is it time to move on?
Nah, I think I think we keep him as long as he wants to stay, man. I mean, he's won two championships for us, so he's not a bad coach. It's just that, you know, he might be a little inconsistent at times.
But,
you know, he had to change in 07. He had to change up his style, but he's a good coach.
And see,
you couldn't foresee Eli throwing 27 picks.
Yeah, he can't get higher than that. I will say this,
J Rock, about the New York Giants. Every time Coughlin's job is on the line, he go win a damn Super Bowl. So I hope his job ain't on the line because I can't have him winning the NFC East.
I was just, bro, you read my mind. I was just about to say that, the same thing. Street.
Right. You know what I mean? So I hope his job ain't on the line. I hope he ain't on the hot seat. I hope it's cold over there. So he him and Eli can go through what y'all went through last year. My bad. I'm just saying.
Nah, man. Come on, we're going to make some noise. We're going to make some noise and shit, man. Nobody knows our offense. Nobody knows what we're going to come out with. So we're going to make some noise.
Yeah, you right about that.
Let me ask you this. College football season is coming up real soon. What do you think about the 14 playoff? You think it's going to be good for college football, or is that bad for the mid-major teams? And Jim Jones, one of the head coaches, he said that for the mid-major teams, the ones that won't be playing in it, they should start their own little league in the springtime. What do you think about that?
I don't know about that, but I think the playoff system for college, I mean, it's way overdue, man. We should have been doing this a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. So you're Arizona State fan?
Nah, man. I'm from South Carolina, baby.
You run with the old ball coach, huh? You run with Steve Spurrier.
Yeah, man.
What do you think about them? What are you guys gonna do this year? You gonna be fighting for that title? You gonna be in the SEC mix?
Oh yeah, man. I mean, down here, that's all you talk about is Gamecocks, South Carolina, and Clemson. That's it, man. So I'm a Gamecocks fan, so. Well, I'm a Notre Dame fan first, but I'm a Gamecocks fan because I'm from Jersey originally. But
Notre Dame.
I'm glad
you didn't say that because I would have been like, man, you've been catfished. don't say Notre Dame. They didn't catfish, man. Man, you gotta call in Friday, man. You know what I mean? To get on the streets. We appreciate you guys, you know what I mean, Skyping in, man. We expanding and we hope you guys join us on a new, you know what I mean, we're gonna get off this and get on WWDO, man, What We Do Radio. So please stay in touch with us and get all the information and we definitely gotta get you keeping in the streets and keeping it hot. We appreciate you guys. And don't forget,
man.
Tell a friend. To tell a friend, to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Boy, I love it.
Already
being like that. Boy, that's
okay.
Cold.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yo, J Rock, Nacho, man, we appreciate y'all taking us out with the streets, man. Holla back on Friday, same time, same channel.
All right,
for sure.
That's what it is. And a boogie. We got to go. What's up? You want to go to a quick commercial or you want to give us a shout out, man, before we start riding?
Man, we got to go to a quick commercial, man. Then we get it, you know what I'm saying, get it in and wrap up the show after that, man. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Let's go.
Oh, you know what it is. Yeah, I said you know what it is. I ain't going to give it to them like that. I'm going to give it to them like this, L Boogie. Because you know what we do.
WWDO. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was tryna get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at?
I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Always tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here.
Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-855-8896. That's only for a minute, because after that, we're going to change it up. We just started from the bottom, now we're here. We back in the streets. Yo, Ro.
Yo.
That was a nice call in, man. We had Nacho, my man, J-Man, man. It was called.
Yeah, man. And I'm glad they be Skyping in with us, you know what I mean? We're going to be taking it to bigger and higher things, man. So, you know, roller coaster style is about to go down. WWDOL Boogie. Hey, L Boogie, real quick. The NBA Summer League is over in Las Vegas, man. Sacramento beat up on Houston. Went on a nice little run in the last 8 minutes, man. Ended up winning the Summer League. Sacramento King, hey, for you players who's on the Summer League that won that trophy, that's about all the wins you're going to get. So you better take it and hold on to them, because as many games you won in the Summer League might be as many wins as you win in the regular season. Being a lottery team. Hey. The MVP was your boy Glenn Rice Jr., averaged 24 points and 7.5 rebounds. Hey, first team All-NBA go to Doug McDermott, man, out of Chicago. You know what I mean? And it was a couple other brothers out there, Glenn Rice Jr., that did his thing as well. But, you know, big ups to those guys who really went out in the Summer League and did that thing. And, hopefully, you know, Sacramento, you can carry it on over. But, L Boogie, before we get out of here, man, I just want to give a shout-out, man, to everybody who's been checking us out on the web. You know what I mean? Everybody who keep us hot, calling in the asylum. And, you know, to the fam, man, it's that Vegas trip time to make that road trip. So, you know, I'll be doing the show for Vegas next week and hope everything goes good. You know what I mean? So that's about it for me. What's your shout-out, L Boogie? Down.
Man, I just want to give a shout-out to God, man, you know what I mean, for putting this all together with WWDO. And, you know, shout-out to greatness, man, because they can't stop it. So, you know, we blessed to do this. And shout-out to all the players. Shout-out to all the volunteers, all the parents. And shout-out to, you know what I mean, to the kids who participated and gave back to the event, Young People Versus Violence, man. A great thing that happened, you know. Wrapped it up Saturday, and a great thing. And special shout out to all the, you know, teams that participated. And you know, we rolling, babe. Let's go. Get back.
Rappers wanna see me dead. Niggas put prices on my head. Now I got two rock bottles by my bed.
We Chris, everybody on
the
No doubt.
One life to live is so hard to survive.
Straight from the street. WWBO. What we do radio is going down.
Make, and most of them dead grown. Full grown, following your man. Just scheming on ways to put the greatest on the palms of my empty hand. Just picture me rolling. Crossing the beans on the rims that is stolen. My dreams are tinted. My hopes are born. I'm like a bean that finally feeds on the dope is gone. My nerves are wrecked. Heart beating and my hands are swollen. Thinking of the G's I'll be hosting. Picture me rolling. Can you see that? Move to the side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it? Picture me rolling. Yeah, nigga. Hey, but peep how my nigga Sock do it. Get some back.
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws, cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swangin'. Make me wanna start back banging. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packing 40 glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on Remain, running back lacks the Chevys on the roam. 96 big body sitting on chrome. As we head up out the zone, stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple B's in my pocket bulging. It's hard to imagine. Picture me rolling.